Hello.
Hello.
Hi. You know what it is? I think every time when I call you, I'm like, hello. They like, hello. They like imitate my hello back.
Nothing wrong How with that. You? I'm
Happy
good.
Friday.
Happy Friday to you too.
Thank you.
So we ain't got a whole lot of time, so let's run this quick. First.
Okay.
I've been waiting like my whole career. Well, not my whole career, but like the last few years of my career for this day.
No.
You'll understand why in just a minute, though. I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
So first we got to talk about Melanin Magic. I've waited like all week for this to drop. And it's like amazing.
Thank you.
So this record really, really just, you know, celebrates us melanin women. And I'm so excited about that. Man, Chris Brown on it. I mean, it was so, so dope. I mean, did you always want to put Chris on it?
Well, yeah. Well, when I first did it, my first thing, I was thinking I wanted to put a female on it. Because, you know, I've been on my whole women empowerment.
Right.
I want to get a girl on it. And I was like, well, I could get Sister to do it. She's brown and she's pretty. She's beautiful. Then I was like, wait, hold up. You know how women are sometimes. Like, if one of our girlfriends tell us, like, oh, girl, you look cute today. Your hair looks nice. She's like, thank you, girl. Mm-hmm. But if you walk down the block and a guy is like, your hair looks good, man. You're like, for real? My hair looks good. I'm like, you know what? Who would I want to tell me if they love my pretty brown if I wasn't married? Sizzle or Chris Brown? I was like, yeah, let me call up the bro. Like, could you do this for me? And I've known Chris for years, since we were both kids. And it was literally I didn't even have to try hard, seriously. It was a blessing. I called him. He's like, sure, no problem. Why are you even asking me?
That's awesome.
And I feel like he killed it. I know he does a lot of features. And he's on something, but I feel like, you know, he just put a little extra oomph, like, on my song. I feel like, if you really listen to it, I feel like he was hitting notes that you don't normally hit on my record. That's just my personal opinion. I'm sorry.
Well, I loved it either way. The sample, everything was dope. Now, I kind of asked a lot of our listeners, you know, some of the things that they wanted to ask you. So this truly was a big question, right? And this is the reason why I said I've been waiting a long time for this. So I favor you like a hell of a lot, okay?
Really?
A hell of a lot. And so I posted this picture like, I don't know, like a couple months ago. And I reposted it today. It was like a screen grab from a live. I think you were at an award show. And everybody want to know when your biopic is coming out, because see, I'm trying to play you. You know what I'm saying?
What's your page? I'm going through it right now.
Vonetta Is Now.
All right, hold on. Let me see. Give me 2 seconds.
Okay. Because I really would love to see a biopic about you. It's so much that I think us fans don't know, and we really want to know about Remy.
Get one more guess. Go to Instagram, go to Vonetta Is Now. Or it could be
Vianna Osno. Yeah, that is it, actually. And you know what? Somebody introduced me as that one day. I was like, yo, I mean, Snow Money would be good, but that's not what we're talking about. Straight
well,
up.
Well, while we're waiting for that to come up, that's something that I'm working on. Everyone always talks to me, and they're like, you know, you should do a book. And nah, that's crazy. I want you to, like, what's your daddy name? Hold on.
Girl, if your daddy name is Greg, we got some questions to talk about.
Yeah, some fun's happening there. People was like, you know, they're talking to me as far as doing a book or whatever, and I was just like, you know what? I think a book is dope, but I would love to do a movie.
Yes.
A lot of people, I read all the time, but like my husband, he'll read to what he prefers. Like, I get books and he makes me read to him. So I'm like, for all the people like him, I'll be like, babe, read this. But he's like, don't they got the movie to it? I'm like, what? All right, fine. So I feel like if we did the movie, it's just I don't feel like my movie is over. I feel like we're at part one of it, where the sequel has yet to come. But it's just so much that I feel like I could not just show other people to where they see that they're not the only ones going through certain
things.
Even prevent some people in the future from going through certain things that I went through by letting them see it and just putting it all out there pretty much.
Thank you for being a positive light, you know, on TV with music. And Melanin Magic, I mean, I've already streamed it a whole bunch of times anyway. But I'm definitely super excited about more music. The album. Can I get a little something about the album?
The album, we're shooting for a May, June date. We're shooting for that. The singles, I have so many great records that I'm literally, by the time I'm done, if everything goes my way, it's going to be somewhat like a visual album, because I'm trying to shoot a video for like almost every single song, just because I want people
to
feel the same thing that I was feeling when I did these records. Like, it's not just about the 7 winners and 6 summers that I was away, but it's about the girl that I was prior to that, the woman that I became during that, and the wife and the mother that came home, the survivor that came out of that, and still, you know, continuing to hustle and grind and get things to where I would like them to be today. A lot of times people tell us, for different reasons, you know, what we can and can't do, maybe because of the color of your skin or because of your
country
or because of your upbringing. And I feel like I've defied all of those odds so many
times.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Like, that is, like, it, I want other people to know that you cannot listen to what people tell you or what statistics say.
Right.
Like, the rules are always, you know, bent or broken, and you can change. You create your own destiny. And that's just what you can expect from this album.
Well, I'm excited about that. Thank you for putting on for us wives. I ordered my Are You Dumb hat today. And
okay.
I want to order my husband a Black Love shirt, but I'm going to need some big and tall sizes soon.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. I'll make sure that I add some big and tall sizes. Matter of fact, we need big and tall sizes.
Oh, yeah.
You definitely need the everyone else's papooses of the world. your personal papoose, you're going to get some big and tall sizes for him.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I know the time is short, but I just want to say thank you for your time today. Don't forget when that visual and that biopic come. I'm ready, son.
I got you. And I'm not far. Y'all right there in Charlotte. I'm in Raleigh. I got my store, my Conceited store.
Right.
Having some girls. Shout out to all the girls that come in from Charlotte. I'd be like, where do you come from? We came from up the road. I'd be like, where they go? I'd be like, that's not up the road.
Well, I'm coming soon. So I'm definitely. All right, cool. Thank you so much. All right.
Again.
You too. Bye.